This week we will discuss the concept of personal kindness. Chazal say that acts of kindness, gemilus chasodim, are greater than tzedaka in three ways. Firstly, tzedaka is done with money only, and gemilus chasodim may be done with money, such as a loan, or with oneself, such as burial of dead, bringing joy to a chasan and kala, or escorting a friend. Secondly, tzedaka is for the needy, while gemilus chasodim can be done for any person. Thirdly, tzedaka is given only to the living, while gemilus chasodim can also be done towards those who have passed on. The value of kindness is measured by the goodness of heart and effort invested in it. When one prepares food or delivers clothing to the poor, he is devoting thought and care for the other. Hashem said, "All the kindness that you perform is more precious to me than the karbonis that Shlomo HaMelech brought before me." Once, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yeshua left Yerushalayim together. Seeing the destroyed Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yeshua bemoaned the absence of a place of kapara, forgiveness for the Yidden. Rabbi Yochanan told him, "Do not despair, for we still have an equal opportunity for kapara through fulfilling acts of gemilus chasodim." The Alter Rebbe learned the following teaching from the Tzaddik Reb Mordechai, who had heard it from the Baal Shem Tov. A neshama may descend to this world and live for 70 or 80 years in order to do a yid a favor, begashmius, and certainly beruchnius. In the year Tov Samach Tes, when the Baal Shem Tov was only 11 years old, he joined a group of tzaddikim nestarim. 3 years later, in the year Tov Ayin Beis, the Baal Shem Tov impressed upon them the importance of helping Yidden begashmius, even where it would not lead to an influence beruchnius. 15 years later, seeing the great benefit which this approach brought, the Nistar Reb Mordechai placed his hands upon the Baal Shem Tov's head and said, "Tovoy Alecha Bracha." Tov Ayin Beis, which is the number of the year in which the Baal Shem Tov taught this, is also Drasha Tevis for the words "Tovoy Alecha Bracha." Bracha should come upon you for your Avas Yisrael. The Torah commands a Yid to follow in the ways of Hashem. Chazal explained that just as Hashem dressed those without clothing, visited the sick, and buried the dead, we should do the same. The Friedrich Rebbe related, "One morning while on Dacha with my father in Alivka, I awoke at 3 o'clock a.m. and sat down to learn. I noticed my father, the Rebbe Rashab, woke up early and was preparing himself for davening. At 6 a.m. he invited me to come with him for a walk. As we were walking, he said to me, 'When one rises in the morning, learns, and then davens, something is accomplished. But without the opportunity of actually doing a kindness for another yid, the day is dry. One needs to daven to Hashem that he send a yid for whom he can do kindness, though one must daven that he not stumble upon unworthy people.' Later that day, two yidin from Rudinia came to my father to ask him to do a personal favor for them. My father called me and said, 'You see, if one desires truthfully, Hashem helps him.'" In the year Tov Reish Pei Beis, when the Friedrich Rebbe was in Peterburg, the Chassid Reb Zalka Persitz told the Rebbe, "It is now 25 years since I became a Chassid. In the year Tov Reish Nun Zayin, the Rebbe Rashab told me in Yechidus, 'Just as a Yid must put on tefillin each day, he must spend 15 minutes a day thinking, who can he help, beruchnius or even begashmius?' I asked the Rebbe, 'Rebbe, how is this possible?' To which he replied, 'For this one must have a mashpia.' And the Rebbe suggested Reb Zalman Arsher. From then on, each day I would record in a diary the kindness I had done that day, and on a day when I could not find someone with whom to do kindness, I would go to the shul and spend time with Reb Zalman." The Baal Shem Tov explained the words of Chazal, "Torah learning which is not accompanied by work will become invalid. Kol Torah she'ein ima melacha soifa b'teila." That the learning must bring a person to assist another yid, otherwise the learning is deficient. That means that Torah learning is with work of helping another yid. The Rebbe explained why assisting another yid is described as work. Just like a businessman does not wait at home for others to approach him, rather he opens his store in a busy location, hangs a sign, and tries his best to convince others of his product, so too a yid must actively pursue helping another yid. The Baal Shem Tov said, the way to recognize the lessons in Avodah from life occurrences are through saying a capital Tehillim with a fiery heart, personally putting in effort to do kindness for a Yid, and having Avas Yisroel with Mesiras Nefesh. These are the keys that open the locks to the chambers of mercy, health, Yeshua, and Parnassah. One Yom Kippur, in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris, the Alter Rebbe motioned to the Chazan to quicken his pace. After he finished, the Alter Rebbe removed his talis, left the shul, and headed towards the home of a woman who had just given birth. Entering the house, the Alter Rebbe took some twigs, lit a fire, and cooked kasha for the ailing woman. The Rebbe points out that although the Alter Rebbe could have sent others to help the woman, he chose to do it himself. In addition, he put aside his lofty davening on Yom Kippur to care for the needs of another Yid. The Friedrich Rebbe told over what took place while traveling with his father, the Rebbe Rashab. One day, after lunchtime, my father was reclining on the couch and appeared to be in another world. He was not asleep, but was leaning on his side and had an unusual expression in his eyes. This continued for many hours, until he suddenly awoke and asked me, "What day is it? What parsha is it today?" And I answered these questions. The following morning, father said that he needed to take care of a few errands. So I stayed behind in the hotel. A short while later, a package of women's clothing was delivered to our hotel room. And throughout the rest of the day, many more packages were dropped off. In the evening, father returned and said that we were to pack up and leave for Pressburg. Upon our arrival in Pressburg, we began walking down the street and met a bacher on the way, whom father asked for directions to a specific hotel. The bacher directed us and told us that the hotel owner had just passed away, at the exact time when father was reclining on the couch, and his family is now sitting shiva. We then walked to a nearby yeshiva and went into the Beis Medrash, where father began a discussion and learning with some of the bacherim, including the bacher we had met in the street. There was one student to whom father spoke with at length, and after their exchange, father praised him greatly. We then went to the hotel, and my father spoke to the bereaving wife and her daughters. Father encouraged the widow to marry off her daughters. The woman began to sob, saying that she could not afford clothing for a chasana, and does not know of any appropriate matches for her orphaned girls. Father comforted her and proposed shidduchim for the girls. For the oldest daughter, father suggested the bacher with whom he had spoken to at length in the yeshiva. And for the second daughter, he suggested the bacher that we had met in the street. In the end, the Rebbe personally arranged the shidduchim successfully and provided the clothing for both the chasanas. The mother of the chassid Rebbe Fol Nachman Kahn related, "Once the Rebbe Rashab and the Friedrich Rebbe stayed near Lyozhna in the town where I lived. One day I headed toward the shochet holding a chicken in one hand and my son in the other. At that time I was also expecting a child. Sitting on the porch of his home, the Friedrich Rebbe saw me struggling and motioned to me to stop. And though he did not know me, he offered to shecht the chicken himself, sparing me from the walk to the shochet. One day, while walking along Eastern Parkway towards 770, an elderly man carrying two heavy suitcases approached the Rebbe and said, 'Can you please help me with one of my suitcases?' The Rebbe gladly took the suitcase and they continued walking together. Hearing the man sigh heavily, the Rebbe asked the man what was wrong, and the man responded, 'This suitcase is also too heavy for me.' Immediately, the Rebbe took the second suitcase as well. A passing chassid who witnessed the above approached the elderly man and whispered to him that the person carrying his suitcases was none other than the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The man was shocked. He stopped in his tracks and cried, 'Gewalt, what have I done?' and began apologizing profusely to the Rebbe. The Rebbe responded, 'What's with the mitzvah of helping another Yid? Was this mitzvah only given to others and not to me?' On another occasion, a worker in 770 was carrying a ladder when he suddenly felt it become lighter. Turning around, he saw the Rebbe holding the other end. He asked the Rebbe that he leave him, but the Rebbe replied, Does not have to fulfill the mitzvah of helping another?" As a young married man, the Tzaddik Rebbe Yitzchok of Berditchev lived in his father-in-law's house. His in-laws, who were wealthy, often hosted many guests, and Rebbe Yitzchok would personally see to the needs of the visitors, preparing bundles of straw for the bedding and arranging the bed and linen. Seeing this, his father-in-law asked him why he troubles himself when goyim could be paid to do such menial jobs. Tell me, said Rabbi Yitzchak, is it right to give a goy the privilege of doing the mitzvah, and on top of that, pay him for it?